here's a story from The World.
The funny pages, the comics, we all have our faves. And when you're with a character day in, day out, they're almost like a friend. Well, one of Latin America's most beloved cartoonists died last week, Joaquin Salvador Lavado. Spanish speakers all over the world have been mourning his loss and what it means for the beloved character Lavado created in his comic strip, Mafalda. Argentines first met Mafalda back in 1964, the name of a socially conscious six-year-old girl, a champion of democracy. As Lucia Benavides in Barcelona reports, Mafalda has fans around the world who span generations.
Nearly every bookstore in Barcelona has sold out of the Mafalda comic strips. At La Central, employee Silvia Aimi says people have been asking for a copy of the collection every day since cartoonist Joaquin Salvador Lavado, better known by his pen name Kino, died at 88 years old. She says people become nostalgic and want to mourn him by rereading the comics. In the 15 years Aimi has worked at the bookstore, Mafalda has been a household name, so much so that many Spaniards think Kino is Spanish.
Porque es que eso certifica que evidentemente es como patrimonio de tantos sitios.
It just goes to show you how his legacy has reached many places, she says of the Argentine cartoonist. Kino created Mafalda for an advertising campaign that never came to fruition. But then he gave the character her own world, filled with friends that represented different personality types. Manolito the capitalist, Susanita the gossip, Felipe the bookworm. Mafalda herself was an outspoken girl who questioned adults on things like politics and the way they treated the environment. She loved the Beatles but hated soup. The comic strip came out once a week in an Argentine newspaper, but then spread across Latin America and eventually Europe. Today, there's all kinds of merch with Mafalda's face, from keychains to backpacks. There's even a movie. Cuesta juntar ánimo para bajar a este mundo. Vanessa Miseres, professor of Latin American literature at Notre Dame University, says Mafalda was important because of the political context in which it was published, when many Latin American countries were facing right-wing military dictatorships.
Tener un personaje así que pregunta todo.
Having a character that asks questions and challenges everything and laughs at the adult world and doesn't comply with orders, I think that's very powerful.
And Miseres says the comic strip is just as relevant today.
Mafalda's questioning of the status quo could be extremely valuable to a contemporary reader in the U.S., including her reflections on democracy and human rights.
Even though Kino stopped drawing new Mafalda cartoons in 1973, the series is sort of like the comic strip Peanuts, beloved from one generation to the next. Different anthologies of the cartoon have been published over the decades. Mafalda has been particularly influential on female readers. The character often asked her stay-at-home mother provocative questions like why she abandoned her studies, or whether it was even a choice.
And the fact that it was Mafalda, the fact that it was a girl and not a boy, is so important.
That's Camila Brandoni Allende, Kino's goddaughter. She's from Argentina, but now lives in Madrid and is herself a writer. Her grandparents were friends with Kino and his wife Alicia since the late 80s, so Brandoni Allende grew up seeing the cartoonist often at get-togethers.
He would be like so interested and so patiently listening to what you had to say. So I was always so happy to see him.
Brandoni Allende remembers Kino as a sweet, humble, and shy person. But as a child, she didn't like the Mafalda comic strip, mostly because she was constantly told she had to like it.
And I was such a rebellious little girl. I didn't like to be told what I had to like. I was still reading it. And I was still absorbing her personality. And in a way, I became a little bit like Mafalda, thanks to him.
Brandoni Allende eventually lost touch with Kino, though her grandfather continued to see him until the last years of his life. But she says the influence he had on her, and on so many other fans, is almost too big to grasp.
If the topic comes up and I say, oh yeah, he's my godfather, well, that's an anecdote. I mean, he's everyone's godfather.
For The World, Lucía Benavides, Barcelona.